Harper Audio presents Your Song Changed My Life. From Jimmy Page to St. Vincent, Smokey Robinson to Hozier, 35 beloved artists on their journey and the music that inspired it, by Bob Boylan. This is The Author. It's August 15th, 1965, and a cool summer night as I look toward the glowing lights of Shea Stadium, about 10 miles north of me, imagining, no, wishing I was with the Beatles. I'm 12 years old, sitting on my stoop in Queens, New York, holding a Westinghouse transistor radio to my ear. The radio cost me $5 and a label from a bottle of Listerine. It's tuned to WMCA, my favorite AM station. FM barely exists at this point. Less than 2 years ago, on the day after Christmas, WMCA played I Want to Hold Your Hand, becoming the first New York station to play the Beatles. The night of the Shea Stadium show, I struggle to imagine what a concert there would be like. It's the first rock and roll concert to ever be held at a major stadium. Approximately 56,000 people attend, including my next-door neighbor. The show sold out in 17 minutes. Mind you, there's no internet. I read the news the next day and saw the black and white footage on TV the following night. The screams drown out the band. The meager sound system, no competition for the level of noise produced by thousands of adoring fans who faint with passion, their hormones raging as they shout the names of their favorites: John, Paul, George, even Ringo. It's a monumental event and one that will eventually pave the way for the sort of arena shows we'll take for granted 50 years later. I loved the Beatles.